Casey.
Hi, Casey. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you, Amy?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I was calling from the Google Guarantee Department because you clicked in the back of your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on paid leads through Google Guarantee.
Yeah, I just saw that popped up on there, and I was like, well, I don't know what that is.
Oh, my gosh, and I just pulled the account closer notes up. I was the original person who signed you on.
Oh, fun.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. So Google Guarantee is fantastic. It's a pay-per-lead service that's done directly through Google to trump all other pay-per-lead services. If I'm not mistaken, you had done something along the lines of Angie's List or Thumbtack or Home Advisor, one of those before, right?
Yeah, we've done lead purchasing before.
Right, so everything you hate about that's been made right with Google Guarantee, okay? There's no fluctuating lead cost. There's no the clients are contacting you. You don't have to chase the client down. There's a lot of really cool features. So first and foremost, you're still licensed and insured?
Yes.
Can you pass the background check?
Yes.
How many face-to-face employees do you have?
Probably three.
Three? And are those three employees, are they doing, like, are they doing face-to-face estimates, or are you the one who mainly does that?
I do all the estimates.
Okay, then you're the only one who would go on the application. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable. It goes to conduct background check and get you Google Guarantee approved. Now, what that guarantee actually is, Casey, the guarantee itself is Google is guaranteeing your work as a service provider to the general public. Google is giving their guarantee, which if you click on Google Guarantee itself and you click on details, it's going to tell you what that is for them. It says, get it done right or Google pays you back, okay? So Google actually backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. In the event that something ever went wrong, Google would actually pay them back themselves. Okay? Not that they're anticipating it, but that's what the guarantee is to the public. And the guarantee to you as the service provider is qualified leads. So with that being said, your lead cost is $37.33 per lead. That is for all of the subcategories within the window vertical. Just to give you an idea of what that looks like, you do get to pick and choose, or you can have all of them if you choose to. Window install, window repair, board ups, door installation, door repair, glass installation, skylight install, skylight repair, and then other. Okay?
Okay, and where do those leads come from, though?
They come directly from Google, so it works like this. If you choose to move forward, we go ahead and send you the application. The application itself takes approximately like 10 to 15 minutes to fill out. What you're doing is you are uploading the business documents that they need for the vetting process. You're going to input your social security number for the background check along with your date of birth and your driver's license. Pinkerton or Evident ID will be the one conducting the background check. Once everything's cleared, the maximum amount of time that it would ever take to get the Google Guarantee approval would be 4 to 8 weeks. I do see it happen sooner than that all the time. What we do is then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month. That, at $37.33, your minimum monthly budget is $487. Now, that doesn't mean you have to take all 13 leads in the month. Or you can take on more than that if you choose to. It's really up to you. So the way it works is once your Google Guarantee ad goes live, you're listed at the very tippy top of the page, which I'm going to tell you this. You would dominate there because in your area, there's only one other service provider who's currently showing up in the Google Guarantee section. So it's not heavily saturated for your category in your area with this particular position on Google at the top in the Guarantee section. The only company that's currently coming up is Renewal by Anderson Tri-Cities. Are you familiar with this company?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only other guy that's currently coming up there in that section. So what happens is people go look for the services, the keyword search terms that you're providing. You pop at the very top of the page. It's the first search result in the Google Guaranteed section. Now, they can click on your profile and you're not charged. They can look at your website. They can read your reviews. They can even call the Google call tracking phone number and you're not necessarily charged until Google considers it a qualified lead. So there's only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead, and the calls for Google Guarantee are all recorded. Because unlike Thumbtack or HomeAdvisor or those other pay-per-lead services where you were given a number somehow, whether it was text, email, through their app, or, you know, they gave you the information of a prospect or a lead for you to call because they felt that it was a good match. They also sold that same other phone number to multiple of your competitors. This is designed the complete opposite. The clients are contacting you directly. They've gone there, they've read your reviews, they've looked at your site, they've decided they want to work with you directly. So they're going to call you directly, and when it comes in on your phone, it's going to say LSA, Local Service Ad, Google Guarantee. So you're going to know for a fact that it's a lead coming in, and it's a real-life human on the other end of the phone. Now, if that real-life human is asking for employment with your company, if he is asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. If they're asking if it's a sales or solicitation call, you are not charged. You're only charged if they ask for estimate and you give estimate over the phone, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. Okay? So those calls are all recorded for authenticity purposes, and they do have AI listening on those regularly. Now, in the event that a call happens to slip through the cracks and you were charged for an unqualified lead, from the client dashboard with Local Splash, you have the availability to actually track all of those phone calls. So you would simply let us know if this was an unqualified call. I need you to dispute it. We go ahead and dispute it and get the money back for it. No harm, no foul. We haven't had a ton of disputes as it is, but they have not given us any trouble with disputing the calls that are unqualified. Now, if you choose to move forward with this, the upfront cost is just the one-time $250 application fee. We would go ahead and charge that. I would send you the application, give you a day or so, as long as you need with the application to upload those documents. You submit the application. We do a client interview. It takes about 15 minutes for that client interview. They're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's. We go ahead and submit the application, okay? And from there, like I said, the maximum amount of time that it takes is 4 to 8 weeks. I don't often see it take that long. It really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us, okay?
Okay.
Then we would call you once it's ready, and we would say, hey, we're ready to go ahead and set the minimum monthly budget. If you're ready at that time, then, Casey, we would go ahead and charge that minimum monthly budget of $487. The leads would begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. You take on the first couple of leads, and maybe you're booked out. You know, for a fact, you're not going to be able to take on any more leads for at least a couple of weeks. Or maybe you take your wife on a Tahitian vacation, and you need to pause the leads for a month. Whatever the case is, if you pause the campaign for any reason, that budget rolls over. It is not an automatic charge by any means. The only time that that budget would refill is once the budget itself of $487 has been exhausted. Now, the latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads, and they're absolutely fantastic, and this is literally what 8 out of 10 of my clients do, is they go ahead and increase the lead flow. They want to take on 6 leads a week or 8 leads a week or however many leads a week that is going to help and benefit their company. So you're in complete control of the lead flow.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
It sounds like something I'd be really interested in a couple weeks. Right, right now I'm going to be out of town for a couple weeks, and so I wouldn't be able to get all filled out and everything in a timely manner. So, is there a way we could get it set up to maybe get started I fill everything out and pay you money and stuff here, week and a half, 2 weeks, or you give me a call back or we figure something out like that?
Yes, absolutely. So you're out of town on vacation or something?
Yeah, we're going to be up in the mountains and I don't have cell service, so I won't have you're going to ask for all my documents and I don't have anything with me. So.
Okay. Okay. What day and time is best for you?
See, we should be back about a week from Friday. So that'd be 4, 5, 6, 4, 7.
The 7th?
Is that right? Next Friday?
The 7th?
Yeah, if that's next Friday.
Yep, that's next Friday.
Yeah, let's shoot for the 7th.
Okay, I'm going to put you in. Hold on, 7/7/23. Okay. In the meantime, I am going to say, I understand you're going into where you're going to have no cell service and all of that, but I am going to go ahead and send you the email that's going to say Google Guarantee on it. That way you can review it at your leisure in the event that you somehow get cell service. I'm sure that's the first thing you're thinking of, right?
I'll be able to do all that. I just won't have any of my office documents to upload, so.
Right. What's going on? It's not on my call log. Manager's down too. No, it's not back up.